Incorporated.
Is William in by chance?
He's at the office, but he's not in the office right now. He's gone on an errand. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I'm just trying to follow up actually on some financing the company did with General Electric. If he's not available, is there maybe a controller or an office manager that helps with the financials I could speak to?
I'll try to help you, sir, if you'll give me your information or tell me what you're asking about.
Yeah, so my name's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was in reference to some good borrowing history you had with General Electric. Do you know if the company recalls receiving that offer?
They may have, but evidently I wasn't here, so I'm not sure. So what company are you with?
I'm with Cardiff, spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We had extended an offer here. It was actually a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and you guys actually got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to see what plans William had going forward, and if there was going to be any plans for some growth we might be able to help him out with.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's the rates on that? What are the rates on the $250, and what are the terms? And is this a hard money lender, or is it, I mean, like a group of, you know, people that's, because I'm aware, you know, of people that do have funds that they want to invest in, they do loan out money to businesses and things like that as a group.
It's not like that. We're actually a private business bank, so we only deal with business owners and actual businesses. As far as the rates are going to go, it's just going to depend on which program you guys were interested in doing. It's going to depend on how much, the length of the term. We work with companies of all different sizes and credit ratings, so we're not like a nationwide bank where we just post one rate and make you jump through a bunch of hoops to qualify for it. We're able to accommodate a lot of different situations there. But like I said, it's just going to matter if you're looking more on the equipment or capital side. Did you know if there were any plans in the works there?
Not for capital, but I know the equipment that we have purchased or leased in the last 6 months, we're getting somewhere between 3-4%.
Okay.
Okay. Those. So, you know, I don't know that Cardiff could be competitive in that manner, because I understand you've got to make money too.
Of course.
But as far as working capital right now, we're not looking for anything like that.
I do know
that for a fact. We're trying to manage our debt because utilities does cycle up and down, and we're trying to manage our debt and be real careful about, you know, growth. We need to grow, and we have grown in the last 2 years, but we're trying to do it in a smart way.
Of course.
So that we don't get, you know, a lot of debt out here and can't manage it.
What debt was it that you guys have currently? Was it
have just a few pieces of equipment. We don't have a lot.
Oh, okay. So you're financing some equipment then.
Right.
Okay, so you're still making money there. It's not bad debt necessarily.
Oh, no. We don't have any bad debt.
Okay, big difference there.
We've had loans in the past as high as over $1 million. And
oh, wow.
Paid off. And so, no, but right now I don't think that he's looking at any working capital needs.
Okay.
And equipment, we've got a couple of or three manufacturers that we use, which is Ditch Witch, Vermeer, John Deere, Ford.
Okay.
And when we purchase those items from those vendors, or if we lease them, we're getting very good rates on them.
Yeah, of course. Going through those companies, especially, you're usually not able to compete, at least not with the first few pieces of equipment that they'll offer you there. It's usually 0% or very close to it, but then usually after the first few pieces is when they might start upping it up just a little bit. And you said you're usually getting around, was it 3-4%?
On most of them. And that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is.
For the type of items that we're purchasing or leasing. So I really don't think at this time that we have any needs, but we do thank you for, you know, sending the offer over.
Yeah, I mean, is there typically a time of the year where you guys do look to bring on equipment, or is it more just on a as-need basis?
As-need basis, and really what we've started is a program where we're, you know, the items that are getting worn,
mm-hmm.
we're, you know, selling those or trading them in and getting something else new. We're trying to manage our equipment and the vehicles that we use, which are, you know, the big trucks, in a way that it's not... So they have some value left, but we can also get a good trade-in and get a good deal on the other.
Of course, of course.
Can you hold just a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily.
Sir?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go. I've got to make a call to one of the foremans, but we do appreciate your time.
No worries. Is there maybe an email there I could just shoot your information for if something does come up, just because you have it in the back pocket?
What email did you send the other offer to?
It was direct mail that we actually had sent it, so we didn't send anything to your email there. If you'd like, I can...
Time.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I can maybe just reach out maybe towards the end of the year and just kind of see where the business is out, and if there are any needs, we maybe can help you out.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, bye.
Bye.